Welcome to After the Credits. I am your co-host, Marina Antunes, and joining me today an illustrious group of individuals. We'll start over here.
Hi, Richard Scheib.
Bill Harris.
Lisa.
Lisa with no last name.
Lisa, you.
Okay, so we've suffered. Suffered is not the correct term. We've lived through 12 days of Biff.
I'm feeling good. What are you talking about?
It's actually been a really good year. I'm feeling pretty energized considering, you know, it's whatever time it is, almost midnight on a Friday after, you know, 12 days of movie watching.
12?
16.
Is it 16?
Oh, yeah.
The longest fucking running festival ever. Yeah. New York has nothing on us.
Yeah, it's still not as long as Seattle, but it's still pretty long.
Well, especially for you who actually trucks it over here and lives here for a month.
Yeah, 89 films later, and I'm feeling pretty tired, but I feel better than I usually do at the end of the festival.
Okay, but 89 is really not a good indicator.
Yeah, I've been 130 plus one
year. So this is a bad year for you.
Yeah, totally.
So general thoughts, before we get started, we're going to do a top 10. Now, this is kind of weird considering, like, we just finished the last movie of the festival, so the lists can change. But we sort of wrote these up in, like, 5 minutes, so hopefully it sticks pretty good. But general thoughts on the festival this year?
There was 15 films I wanted to see. I saw them, and the rest of them weren't terribly good.
I think I don't recall a festival I've seen more bad films at. And I can't say there were any that really, really hugely stood out. As usually at the end of a festival, I come away with quite a few that are going to end up making my end of the year top 10 list, but there's only about two or three that would out of this one.
Yeah.
So. Well, personally, I was busy, so I wasn't really watching as many as I would love to, so it was a really weird year for me too.
I had a year where I watched mostly shit, apparently.
Yeah.
And stuff I didn't like.
Yeah, it's probably the weakest year I've ever been at VIFF.
Oh.
But I still had fun. I thought the good movies were really good. And my real problem with the festival is we found out it doesn't have a venue next year.
That sucks.
And they told us in the middle of the festival, and it killed the mood.
Yeah, that night was real.
Yeah, the night we found out that next year there's no venue, your face dropped, my face dropped, everybody's face dropped.
Yeah.
It killed the mood. Yeah, I should have saved until the end of the festival, and it sucked.
It did totally suck.
Yeah.
Somebody blew the whistle way too early.
Yeah.
Way too early. Okay, let's do this. Top 10, sort of randomly. Not so randomly. We'll start from 10 and work our way up.
Okay.
Least first.
Yeah, least first.
Okay.
Go for it. I'll go last.
Okay. Number 10. Berberian Sound Studio.
Okay, I think we could all agree that that was crap. I actually thought you enjoyed that one.
I did. No, sorry. It's my 10.
Okay.
10 to 1.
Oh, yeah, okay, that's right. So this would make... I can't believe you actually put this on a top 10 list.
I'm really stretching it to make a top 10 list. There are not many 4-star ones on here, so this is about the 3.5-star ones. Number 9, Grabbers.
Oh, good fun.
Number 8, In Another Country. Number 7, Antiviral.
You are so alone on that one.
Wait till you hear the next one. Number 6, Occupy Love.
The Velcro Ripper.
Yeah, I really got into that. Number 5, I'll give Holy Motors.
Wow.
Number 4, Renoir. Number 3, Ernest and Celestine. Number 2, Beyond the Hills. And number 1, Laura.
Wow. A couple on there that I didn't even see.
Yeah, just... Barbarian Sound Studio is going to be on another one of my lists. But we'll start on mine at number 10, the movie we just got out of, the closing gala, Holy Motors. Good, but really weird, and I want to see it again. Number 9, Starlet. Nice little US indie. Number 8, The Sessions. Number 7, Ernest A. Celestine. Number 6, Our Children. Number 5, Wagner's Dream.
Wow.
Number 4, The Hunt. Number three, Rust and Bone. Number two, a movie I'll never watch again because it's so bloody hard to watch, Amor. And number one, and a big upset, the one I've been talking about the whole festival, No.
Wow. Yes. That's impressive. Yes. I didn't think that would be the number one movie.
Saw it the first day of the festival, loved it. Been talking about it ever since, and it's never changed.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah.
Do you have a top 10 list?
Well, I don't because, like, I mean, like, I don't have top 10, but I can just give you five.
Go for it.
I don't like numbering, so I'm just going to choose five, my favorite. Right?
Go for it.
So, The Hunt, Any Day Now, I really like that film, and Our Children, and Come As You Are, and what's
the
others?
Oh, Holy
Motors.
The Sessions. The Sessions. Holy Motors. Okay.
Amor was good too, but it was just quite, you know, sad. Like, I'm just going to leave it out for now, but I really liked it. Holy Motor, I have to see it again because Kylie Minogue put me sleep.
Before Holy Motors tonight, Marina and I were trying to get seats for the closing gala, and Amor was playing before, and I've been saying for days I will never watch that film again because it's so bloody hard to watch. And we walked in the theater, and all I could hear was the girl moaning, and I'm like, I'm out. And I left. I couldn't watch it again.
And I, you know, I thought, okay, I can do this. I don't have to look at the screen. I can sort of tune it out. And as the conversation continues, and he's telling his story, and it's getting closer to that moment, my heart just started to my chest. I could feel it constricting. I'm like, okay, I'm out. I can't do this. I can't. It's one of those movies that spectacular, I'll only ever see it once.
Yeah.
I never need to see that movie again, ever. Okay, so with that said, my top 10 list, kind of a strange top 10 list because I had a really hard time creating one. I saw a lot of bad stuff this year.
Didn't we all?
Yeah. So my number 10 is Helpless. My number 9, The Minister, which I absolutely loved. Number 8, No, which was very, very good. Number 7, Beyond the Hills, even though it was kind of bloated in the middle. I think it sort of redeemed itself.
The first hour I thought was crap, but it hit a gear about an hour in, and all of a sudden it was really good.
I compared it to a really like good horror movie, because that's exactly what it felt like.
Yeah.
I mean, we should totally do a horror movie. Straight up horror movie.
Yeah.
I want to see it. Number 6. Actually, I'm really happy about this one. Blackbird, which actually won the Canadian Images Award.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Fabulous. It's a great little film. I really enjoyed that. Now, my number 5 is Rust and Bone. My number 4, Our Children, which was, I sort of picked it out of, I don't know why, but it just hit me. I love that movie.
Yeah, I love that
movie. My number 3 is Amor. Again, never need to see that again. My number 2 is Starlet.
Nice.
And my number 1, The Hunt.
Nice. Yeah. It's really good.
Yeah.
Like, it's, we talked about it on the previous podcast, it's a European film. Like, that film is,
yeah.
You think it's going somewhere, and it doesn't go there.
No.
No. And I was really shocked by that, and I really applaud that. Very European.
Okay, we did see a lot of bad stuff.
I also, one I forgot to add completely would be Two Little Boys. Which
Yeah. I didn't give it like a really high rating, but it was funny.
Yeah.
And that was really rare at this festival. I laughed.
Yeah.
Like after seeing Amor and all these brutally harsh films, like the Holocaust film here, and like people getting blown up, and all of a sudden you got the dude from Flight of the Conchords, the mullet, with his really strange buddy, and they're going around being like doing like what the FUBAR guys do, but it's probably funnier. Yeah.
But we did see a lot of crap.
Yes.
So we've got a bottom like 2 or 3.
Yep.
I got three.
I'm sure I could do more than 3, I got three.
The only 3 films I gave 0 stars to. Okay. And one of them was on your top 10 list.
Oh, let the fists fly.
I'll go first. What the hell? Number three, All in Good Time. This really stupid, dumb, stereotypical Indian film where everybody talked like, and they all ate like curry and just pissed me off. I really hated that film. And everybody in the theater was laughing, and there was me in the middle, just silent.
Seething.
Yeah.
Seething.
I was, just grabbing my chair. I was so pissed off. Number two, Bavarian Sound Studio. This was on Richard's top 10. It was terrible.
I agree.
Yeah, I really wanted to leave, but I had this thing where I wasn't going to walk out of films until I saw my number one. Which was pretty much, I think, consensus, the worst film of the festival.
Yes.
Everybody I know walked out of it.
Or fell asleep.
Yeah. Leviathan. Did you see Leviathan? Okay, yeah. It's literally this movie. It's like The Deadliest Catch, first-person view with no dialogue. And it's like a camera going in and out of water. Birds fly by. And then it cuts to... The camera moves a bit, and it photographs fish for 5 minutes, and then it moves up, and some birds fly by.
What is the title again?
Leviathan.
It sucked. I lasted 45 minutes, and Marina jumped up first.
I'm like, I'm done, sorry.
And I was like, that was my cue. I'm like, I'm out. And I went outside, and everybody I know who saw it walked out.
Or slept through it.
Yeah. Yeah! Woo, Viff! Woo!
This is what happens when you record on the streets of Vancouver at midnight on a Friday.
Yeah.
Richard, you got some bad ones?
My number three...
If any of your bad ones are on my top 10 list, I'm going to cry.
I doubt it.
Okay, good.
Would probably be Mekong Hotel, which is... It actually had some good moments. It had a very spooky atmosphere, but it had... absolutely no plot whatsoever. Typical Epichatpong, Weirasithical, whatever his name is.
Joe.
Yeah.
He likes to be called Joe.
Another
Tony Rain special.
We'll get to him in a minute.
It would have been possible to take all of the elements into it and make a good horror film out of it, except he just has no concept whatsoever of structuring what happens in his films into story. And it was like a 56-minute film. And like about 10 minutes at the end of it consists of shots of kids jet biking around on the river.
Can you spread a little
point
here, guys?
No.
Sorry.
The...
Welcome to Vancouver.
We just got accosted by bums mid-podcast. And then I screamed out my number one film of the festival to him. No.
No. This is going to be our trend for the day. We have to answer everything with top 10 movies from the festival.
Or go fuck yourself.
Yes! Or Nirvana songs.
Yes.
If I was going to have a much longer worst 10 list, almost anything that was in the Dragons and Tigers would appear on it.
Oh, God.
That sounds about right.
This completely sucked for this year.
I avoid Dragons and Tigers every year. If it has a stupid logo, I don't go to them. They're all shot on really shitty low video.
Yeah.
They're terrible.
So my number two would be A Fish.
Thank God you hated it too.
Which was just completely random and plotless and then popped up into a Sixth Sense style ending.
Didn't you walk from that?
No, I sat through the whole thing.
Oh, nice.
And you know what's funny is it has moments that are kind of fun. Like there's these... this like choir kind of guys that are on the boat, which I kind of like. They're kind of like the dumb Greek choir, which I could appreciate that for some reason. But the thing was just a disaster. And then to make it worse, this morning I saw an email from the BFI saying how this is one of the hidden gems of the festival. And I'm like, just shoot yourself, please. Don't go, save yourself.
Nice.
And my absolute number one worst of the festival is Mother, which was paired with Mekong Hotel.
Well, so it was a short?
A long short.
Oh, okay, because the other one was only like 56 minutes.
Yeah, it was like 45 minutes. And it was like someone's home video recordings of his mother. And
But wait, was it on 16mm film? Because then it would be a great horror movie.
No. It was tough. Just had absolutely no point, no plot, nothing to it whatsoever. And to add insult to injury, they brought the director over from Thailand to explain it. He failed.
He failed miserably. Okay, my three bottom here. I feel kind of bad because I generally try to watch a few of the Canadian films, and I tend to find one or two that I really like, which was the case this year. I also walked into a bunch of stinkers, and actually I think Leviathan is Canadian too, right?
Sure.
Because if that's the case, my bottom three this year are all Canadian films. My number three, it was painful. Random Acts of Romance. It was painful. Random Acts of Romance.
Yes. Yeah, we saw that tonight.
It was really painful.
The thing that really sucked about that is the audience loved it.
Yeah.
As another one of these films, Ryan just sitting there thinking, what the hell is wrong with you people?
Yeah.
Like, you obviously worked on the film and you're like propping it up or something because it's a local film. It sucked.
Yeah. And I think that's, you know, I think you bring it up. That's a common problem with Canadian movies is we tend to want to promote everything that's Canadian, and there's a lot of shit in that pile.
Yeah.
Which gives all Canadian film a bad name, which is too bad. Because, I mean, as much as I didn't like Antiviral, it looked pretty fucking good. And it had some interesting ideas. I can get behind that. But, like, something like this, it didn't even look nice.
No.
The cast is really attractive.
Yeah.
But that was it.
So are prostitutes. Sorry.
My number two worst was Crimes of Mike Wrecker. Another one that, or Wreck It. I'm not 100% sure how that goes.
Yes.
I'm not sure if that was supposed to be intentionally funny, or if it was unintentionally trying to be funny. People were laughing. I was shaking my head. I didn't get it. No, it wasn't good.
It was a lame thriller.
And, you know, the really disappointing part about that was that Sweeney has actually made some movies that I've enjoyed.
Oh, that was a Sweeney film?
Yeah.
I didn't even know about that.
Well, and it's like it was three steps backwards for him. Like, instead of going forward, he's like regressing in his career. Yeah. It was really quite sad.
Interesting.
And, of course, my worst is the only movie I walked out of, Leviathan.
Nice.
Yeah. Didn't make me sick. I just bored out of my mind, and I didn't see the point. I would rather watch Deadliest Catch.
I actually, when I tweeted about it, got tweeted, in my tweet I said whoever programmed the film at the film festival needs to be fired. And I got tweeted back by a programmer who I think programmed it, and he wasn't very impressed. So, oops.
I seriously think we need to raise a protest campaign to get Tony Raines removed.
Yeah, I agree.
The man has been responsible for more bad hours of viewing experience this year than anybody in recent memory.
Well, and I think that's been the case for the last few years. And it's too bad because at one point he was like the guy that would bring over the best.
Yeah, do you remember when VIFF used to be like the Asian festival?
Well, yeah, and that was one of the reasons it was so attractive. And they brought over not just great Asian film, great, like, really awesome violence.
Yeah.
From Asia, which is what I love. We don't get that anymore.
No, you know, it's all just really low budget crap.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of sort of digitally shot film. A lot of sort of films that just seem to be about nothing and are straining for profundity.
Yeah, it's some South Korean kids' film school film.
Yeah.
And I don't want to see that.
Well, there seem to be a lot of movies this year, though, that were sort of just long where nothing happened.
Yeah.
Like, that was a common complaint with a lot of stuff. I mean, even the stuff that was good, so, I mean, who's to say, but that seemed to be a common complaint, was that nothing happened in that movie.
Yeah.
I think this was just not a very good film year.
Yeah.
I look at other festivals, and I don't see anything else that could have been here, that I was like, wow, that should have been here. Because it just wasn't, like, a good year, I don't think.
Yeah, no, and I mean, flipping through the catalog, there's always, like, you know, a good number of movies that kind of go, oh, yeah, I want to see that. And this year it was kind of hard to come up with a list of, like, first-run things that I wanted to program right away.
Yeah. So the day that Con finished, I made a list of the movies. I wanted to be at Vancouver. They were all here. And those were the movies that were on my top 10 list.
Yeah. Not too many surprises.
No.
So, any final thoughts?
I really hope there's a venue next year that's of quality. I hope they don't screw it up and put it all around the city and make it pretty much just not doable. Like, it's perfect right now. There's Empire Theaters kind of sucks. I don't care. People can defend them, but I'm not going to defend them. I think they suck. They didn't put a dime into this theater, and it's falling apart. And there's a reason nobody goes to it, and now the Vancouver Film Festival is suffering.
Because of that.
Yeah, it's terrible.
It'd be nice to see a campaign to try and save the theater, but I don't realistically see it happening.
Yeah, there's just no love from, you know, the folks that own it.
No,
that's obvious.
It's like I was saying earlier, it's the theater runs 35 millimeter non-festival, so you're going to spend at least $700,000. It's got seven screens, so $100,000 per projector. So you can, and if you want to get 3D in there, because it's 3D, another $25,000 a screen. It's almost $1 million.
Yeah.
Just on projectors.
Yeah.
And the seats suck. The building's falling apart.
It needs a retrograde.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Well, you know, if there's any, like, really rich people out there that love movies, this is your time to step up and save the festival.
Yeah.
Just a thought.
I hope they announce something quick. Put up some wizard.
I suspect it's probably going to go over to the theater in North Van.
Oh, God.
Is the most likely place it's going to take it. But who knows?
Wow. I'd be moving to the North Shore for 2.5 weeks. That's not so bad, I guess.
Well, I mean, is there anywhere else that's realistically going to take it?
No.
So we'll see how it goes.
But I'd find maybe International Village. But,
they tried 1 year just using one of them, right?
Yeah.
But it didn't seem to be, you know, working well in that location too.
Yeah.
I guess some rich people probably donate big to build, like, you know, own building of theater for just one festival.
Nice.
That might be nice.
Nice.
The one thing I do want to say is that I had a lot of fun this year.
Yeah, it was, all things considered, it was probably the most fun I've had at a festival in a number of years.
Yeah.
I'm sure part of it was the weather.
Yeah, it didn't rain once until today.
Yeah, did quite well. And it was just really laid back and just a whole lot of fun.
Yeah, I hope it's all good, and see you on Whistler.
Yeah, bitches. No, I'm kidding. But yes, we will be back, hopefully with the regular crew for a...
Slackers.
No, I know, the Slackers. Mm. Well, I can't blame Colleen. She did come down a couple of times, so I'm sure we'll have a little bit of Viff talk on our next podcast. But Dale, you have no excuses, man. None whatsoever. Not letting you off the hook. But we will be back soon with the November preview. So until next time, we'll see you after the credits.